nebulous. Can't pin it down. It's always a step ahead of you. Can't get to the other side to figure it out. It's kinda funny how we all wanna do it though. It's part of how we live. But with the way it's set up for us, we gon' party cause it's never gon' end. So
here. I'm just living in fear of you.
That was Emotions and Math by Margaret Glaspie. And before that, Queen Chimera Part 1 by John Bapp.
Yep.
Before that, a random song that the Auto DJ played.
Let's hear it, Auto DJ. What was that song?
It was... I don't know. Yeah. I didn't look.
And it will forever remain a mystery.
If you knew it, please let us know.
Unless you have a keen ear and you want to look at our archives.
Yeah. Well... Otherwise, welcome to the show. Happy snow day.
Yeah, it's a surprisingly snowy day. I started this day in a very late lair, and it was sunny out. I went inside for a short period of time, and then all of a sudden it was, you know, I was on the set of Ice Age 5, you know.
Yeah, I think that's a really common experience today.
It was wild.
Yeah, a lot of change, but during the daylight hours, which is rare.
Yeah. big flakes. We're working with an approximate 20. What's the weather in Medford right now? We're working. What's your estimate of the weather?
My guess.
Yeah. What's your guess of the temperature?
31. What are we at?
34.
But it's snowing.
What? I don't know.
That's why it's not sticking.
Yeah, it is not. It is not sticking. That's true.
Thanks for that weather update.
But this weather update has been brought to you by, I guess...
WMFO, Tufts Educational Radio.
Yeah.
Also, I guess we should introduce ourselves.
So I'm DJ Time Cop.
I'm Airbud.
And today we're filling in for Mark Ruffalo.
The actor.
Who is actually sledding right now. I don't know how much fun he's having because it's not sticking that much. So he might just be like skidding down a grass hill.
Not just any grass hill. The Preslon.
Yeah, the Preslon.
Yeah.
So if
he even came all the way from LA today for his show, and just got caught up because it doesn't snow down there.
Are
he loves snow.
Out? Are they out? Are they still out? The hay bales?
Yeah, they're definitely still out.
Oh, wonderful.
For sure. They don't take those away until spring fling.
That's good sledding.
Yeah, it's safe sledding. So we were talking about that first song, which, if you listen to normal music, was startling to say the least. But if you're my delightful co-DJ over here, that's normal, right?
I was perusing. I'm a big fan of Steve Lacy and Steve Lacy's associated social media accounts, particularly the Steve Lacy official Instagram.
Is there a difference between Steve Lacy and his Instagram?
No, it's just Steve. It's his personal Instagram.
Sure.
So he went to a John Bapp show, or at least performed with John Bapp. Whatever. There was a video of John Bapp performing with this wonderful flower-shaped guitar. If you can find a video of him performing, I'm sure he performs with it very often. It's such a cool...
It was really pretty.
It's like orange and pink and yellow. It's a cool guitar. But I was like, oh, I should look up this John Bapp character. See if any...
J-O-N-B-A-P.
Yeah.
John Bapp.
At first I was like, this could be like a pseudonym, like a side project of John Baptiste.
Ooh.
But it's not. It's totally not. I was like, John Bapp? Oh, no. Totally different people. And so this one song, Let It Happen, I had realized... I don't know if I had heard it before, but it, like, at the very least struck me. I was just like, this song, like, it hit me. Like, I was like, I feel like I've heard this before, and I haven't heard it in a very long time. But... Cool. It's a really cool song. Listen to some other John Bapp Queen Kimura Part 1. Really cool song. There's a lot. He has a lot of music.
So many cool songs, let me tell you.
He has a lot of very cool music. It's all on Spotify and also probably like SoundCloud, other like free streaming platforms and stuff.
Should we listen to Let It Happen?
Yeah, let's go.
Do you want to walk us through? I'll play it quietly. Do you want to walk us through some of your emotions early on in the song?
I don't know if I can do that, but I'll try.
Like what you felt the first time you listened to it.
I was like, all right, so I love this drum beat. It's kind of like off kilter.
Thanks, that's it.
Beside the road, sunset high.
that last song was Omni. The song was called Choke.
Yeah.
And before that was a song off Hopalong's new album that's called Bark Your Head Off, Dog. The song was called Not Able.
Yeah.
Quite frankly, I'm gonna have to put aside some serious time to listen to that album.
That was wild. I haven't heard about Hopalong in a while. It's really good band.
It's so intense to listen to sometimes. Yeah.
With the staccato.
It's just
it's all so. It's very grand.
It's very well.
It's so well arranged.
Yeah. Well thought out. Great album. Check it out. And that John Bapp song, Let It Happen.
Yeah. Followed by Choke. Yeah. But you know that. So coming up, we have a song by Pear, P-E-A-E-R, called Third Law, off of their eponymous EP album. I don't know what it's classified as, but it's
what does eponymous mean?
Named of yourself.
Oh.
So
cool.
It's like, it's called Pear. So it's like,
okay, yeah. So it's Pear off of the album Pear.
No, the artist is Pear and the album is called Pear.
Sure. And what's the song called?
Third Law.
Okay.
So, we're going to have to do a little bleeping out, but other than that...
Moments of silence.
Yeah, a quick moment of silence. Hey, calm down. It's not that bad.
We're a family show. We know. Maybe that was one of our listeners who was driving by. He was like, hey, I don't want that. Sorry, we have to.
I want to hear the whole thing. This is Third Law by Pear, and then after that, do you have a song you want to play, or?
Yeah, but it's a surprise.
Oh. And then, all right, so here's.
This is that song that we just said we were going to play.
Here we go.
Understand this context. You
What was that last song?
Let It Grow by Lance Bangs.
Oh, I'm just realizing now that when I typed that artist into the system so that it would appear on your computers, I spelled Lance wrong. I put a J in there. G- Guess where?
Jance Bangs?
No, I typed the whole word Lance, but there's a J in between. Don't look. Sorry. Guess.
Lance Bangs? York?
No, it's in between the N and the C in Lance. Lance.
Lance.
It's Lance. Ignore the J. Sorry about that. Off the album Lance Mountain. And since... I'm sorry I keep sniffling into the mic. I feel like I've done that a couple different times. I hope that's not annoying anyone. I have a bit of a cold. I'm sorry. we have a PSA because we are an educational radio station and we don't have to play you ads, which makes us happy, but we also will do this public service message. And this is called... just did it again. Annoyed by all the noise from planes departing Logan Airport, our towns west of Boston are affected by increased airplane noise due to the FAA's, quote, highways in the sky decision. This means that every single airplane departing from runway 33L on days with northwest winds continues on four narrow paths over specific neighborhoods with near constant noise as a result. Boston West Fair Skies is trying to change this. For more information, including how to join the mailing list and file complaints with Massport and your elected officials, please visit bostonwestfairskies.org. A public service message from Boston West Fair Skies and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. And on the PSA that I'm reading out of this book, there's a picture of a plane, and then there's a picture of a puppy who looks like it's experiencing loud noises and not liking it, and it says, make it stop. Which is sad, because it's a sad puppy, so try to make it stop. Boston West Fair Skies.
And those background noises were brought to you by Brian Simpson, a smooth jazz aficionado. Would note that.
Thanks.
Wow, what a wonderful PSA.
Well, wonderful?
It's a good thing to notify people of.
Yeah. It's actually, it is interesting that on specific days with specific wind, specific people are affected in a worse way.
Yeah. I feel like I would never have otherwise known that. Yeah.
Hey, neither did he.
Yeah.
I wonder if the people at home can hear those honks.
Call in if you can hear the honk. Let us know what your favorite honk was. I don't know.
855-915-WMF-HONK. That's 855-915-WMF-HONK. What's the next song that we were going to play? Man with the Computer.
Oh, I actually did not cue anything up. Ooh. I can cue something up right now.
How about you play what I had queued up?
Oh, you did have something
queued up? Yeah, I did, actually. Thanks for noticing.
Wait.
Oh, maybe you missed it because you were playing the background music.
I think when I had started smooth jazz, it might have wiped the cue. Do you want to announce the song as we begin to play it?
This is No Woman by Whitney. How fast can you type that in?
This fast.
I left drinking on the city train to spend some time. One drinking on the city train to spend some time on the road.
Okay.
And we're back with more general conversation.
Yeah.
That was Mulch Aiken's Stay Sexy.
Stay Sexy, exclamation point.
And before that was a different song that you all might have heard. No Woman by Whitney.
Yeah.
So Mulch Aiken's was the aforementioned Instagram that introduced you to John Bapp. Am I right?
No.
Oh, shoot. Steve Lacy. They all have such cool names. Mulch Aikens. That's not his real name.
No.
That would be ridiculous. That would be stupid. Really cool, yeah. Name. And like it happened to be also a guy that yeah.
Yeah. But I'm pretty sure yeah. In fact, I'm certain it's not. Yeah.
Looking outside right now, it looks like the snow has abated.
Yeah.
That's great news. We don't have to walk home in the snow.
Yeah, the walk over here was brutal. It was kind of weird.
We had such a bad conversation.
Or lack thereof. Like,
it true.
Because I was just like looking at the ground. I was totally not pulling any weight. I just was.
Yeah, I would say something and just fall totally flat. And then it sounded stupid because Noah didn't respond to it.
I felt terrible. I was just like looking down at my feet the entire time. And as soon as I would look up and like open my mouth, I was just like, oh my God, there's snow going into my hood. Like, it's terrible. It all sucks. Like.
Again, I'm sure this is a common story for those of you who have been outside in the region today.
Yeah, it's been a chilly one.
But this lack of snow at the moment
is really nice.
Is promising.
Let's get a quick weather update. Is it supposed to start snowing?
All right, guess.
Soon? Do you think it's going to start snowing again?
I wonder if this is what like the weatherman on NPR
or are you looking at the weather right now?
Yeah. It's just like a guy with his phone open, kind of scrolling through the different graphs.
Yeah.
Not just a guy, Dave Epstein, the meteorologist on NPR. My mom and my dad, like, love this meteorologist. Like, my mom has always loved checking the weather.
Yeah.
It's one of her favorite things. But they found this guy, he's like their age, he lives kind of close to them, and he has this Twitter that's like, it's called @growingwisdom, because he also does gardening, I think, and meteorology. He's like the WBUR meteorologist, and he's about my parents' age. I think they like have like a friend crush on him, because he seems like a really nice guy. And what they like about him, if you asked my mom, this is what she would tell you: he doesn't do the weather like it's a panic, like storm warning, you need to freak out, go buy some groceries, like shut your house down, put up some boards, none of that. Yeah. He's to the point, he's nice, he gives an accurate estimate of what it's going to be without any major fanfare. He's very helpful. I would recommend follow. So I recently followed him on Twitter. This is a huge plug for Dave Epstein, by the way. If you guys don't check him out, you are doing me.
I'm about to shout out some other people, too. Real quick.
Anyway, @growingwisdom on Twitter. I'm sure he had some stuff to say about our weather today.
And I'm also going to give a quick shout out to my parents' favorite two meteorologists, Glenn Hurricane Schwartz. Always trust in the bow tie. You know who you are, Schwartz fans.
Sounds like a radio DJ name.
And also Sheena Parveen on the local like ABC news.
Why do your parents like them?
They're both very like friendly and like kind of. Oh, Glenn is like kind of goofy. He kind of reminds me
bow
of
bow tie.
Yeah, he's like wears a bow tie.
Yeah.
He reminds me of just like an elementary school science teacher. He has that like kind of like
Bill Nye kind of look.
Yeah. Not.
But like
I don't think he's quite Nye.
Bill Nye is an extreme on the
yes,
spectrum.
Yes. Yeah. He's like. It's like
not quite nigh.
And Sheena Parveen is also just like a very to the point and also usually really accurate.
That's what you want. Meteorology is so hard. It's like, I don't know what weather's coming. Why should they?
Well, I have a bone to pick with the field of meteorology, but because I think it should be called meteoronomy.
Why?
Because I think, so astrology... Astronomy. So astronomy is the study of like stars and space and all that. Astrology is like horoscopes, like the application of that to like I don't know how your life is.
It's
what's the
word for that? No, it's not horoscope. It's like the
your star sign.
Star sign. Yeah. Jeez, why can't I think of it? Oh well.
Either way.
You know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
I'm a Cancer. Can't you tell?
And. So I learned, by the way, call in if this is false, because I would love to be disproven. Like this would actually make my world view much better.
Sure.
That one of my science teachers in middle school told me that most meteorologists study acting.
I've heard that.
And so it's more of like the equivalent of astronomy, like astrology to astronomy.
Okay, so you mean
meteorology
like
meteorology to meteoronomy.
Well, I bet most like local channel news meteorologists study acting, but Dave Epstein didn't. And the people who like read the data don't necessarily, but is reading and interpreting the data also meteorology? Or is meteorology just what the dude on the screen is doing?
See, I feel like meteorology might be like the do in the data, and then Glenn Hurricane Schwartz is a meteoronomist.
Okay. this is another song then, because we finished that conversation in a natural way.
Put a cap on that one.
this came out very recently. Noah played it in our living room. Right 1 minute after it came out.
Oh,
instantly
yeah.
on Facebook. Oh, instantly
yeah.
saw it.
You're like, what is that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about it? What's
the
song?
It's a new Fourth Wanderers track on Sub Pop.
Yeah.
Shouts out.
They got Sub Pop. It's great. It's good for them. Love Fourth Wanderers. They're going to do great things for that label.
Yeah.
And vice versa.
And the song is called
Ages Ago. And it's a single coming up on their new record.
Yeah.
Summer slipped us underneath her tongue. Our days and nights are perfumed with obsession. Half of my wardrobe is on your bedroom floor. Use our eyes, throw our hands overboard. I am your sweetheart, psychopathic crush. Drink up your movements, still I can't get enough. I overthink your punctuation use. Not my fault, just a thing that my mind do. Arise at the beginning. I get caught up just for a minute. But lover, you're the one to blame. All that you're doing, can you hear the violence? Make a phone to my chest. Broadcast the boom, 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 and make them all dance to it. Broadcast the boom, 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 and make them all dance to it. Broadcast the boom, 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 and make them all dance to it. Broadcast the boom, 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 boom.
through, blow all my friendships to sit in hell with you. But we're the greatest, they'll hang us in the Louvre, down the back, but who cares, still the Louvre. Okay, I know that you are not my type,
still I fall.
I'm just a sucker, let you fill her mind. But what about love?
Nothing wrong with it, supernatural.
Make them all dance to it.
Thanks for listening this hour with us. That was the Louvre.